Ladies and gentlemen, today there is obviously an announcement, but we have to talk about it, alright? I'm joined by my friend, my companion, my duo. You already know who it is, guys. It's Ben Jettison. Give it up for Ben. Come on, give him a win in the chat, guys.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom.
Straight from the gym, huh, Ben? Straight from the gym.
Straight from the gym. Ate food, gone to show. I haven't showered yet. Disgusting, I know, but the grind never stops.
Yeah, I like that, Ben. You know, you're a hard worker, even though you are leaving me for the next weekend of shows, but it's okay.
I'm only missing a couple of shows. I don't know why you think I'm not going to be on any of these shows.
Well, that's all I do is think. You got to tell me what's
going on. Yeah,
you
sent me some bullshit text at like 4 a.m.
What'd I tell you? I wasn't freaking out.
I don't want to expose you on this text.
I wasn't freaking out. I said you need to start communicating to me when you're taking days off.
Yeah, we had a full conversation
at the
end of yesterday's show. Cap, chat was
there. Oh, wait. Yesterday.
Yeah, and then you sent me that 4 a.m. text, and I woke up and I was
talking to Adam, and Adam told me that he knew you were taking this weekend off for three months.
So Adam was fugazing. Rule number one, don't listen to Adam. How have you not heard this?
Adam
yet?
Told me that he knew you were taking off for this vacation months ago. Months.
Yeah, I booked this in like January.
Okay, and that's my point. That's why I got annoyed yesterday because I now have to find somebody else to do the show, and you told me the last minute. You leave in literally 3 or 4 days.
No, I gave you like way more than 3 to 4 days.
And then you told me you're missing 2 days before two days of the major.
Yeah, because I'm gonna be driving. I'm gonna try and do a show those days, Tom. But the problem is, I just don't know if I'm gonna be stuck in traffic on 95. I don't know where I'm gonna be.
Listen, Ben, we got big things coming with the flank.
I'm bringing my gear with me to vacation. I'm determined to get a nice beach show for you guys. But I might miss a couple of days.
Okay, whatever. We got big things coming with the flank, Ben. So I need you here as much as possible.
I got you, buddy. You know
and then we got Anthony Zinni, aka Methods, coming in. How? What's going on, Zin? How you doing today?
Tommy!
Zinni! What's happening, kid?
I'm doing good, Tom. I wish it was, like, better circumstances. You know, like, it's one of those things where, like, every single time you go to, like, a wake or a funeral, right? It's the same sentence every single time. It's good to see you. Wish it was better circumstances. It's kind of one of those things right now, man, because what we're talking about is tough to see. I hate to see a peer of mine struggling and taking a step back, so...
Yeah.
We'll get into it.
Yeah, I mean, let's just get right into it, right? I mean, Subliners, they dropped an announcement tonight, and this is what they had to say. Part of the balance of competing at the highest level is knowing when to recharge. Clayster will be taking a break from competition this week with DiamondCon stepping in for the series. Let's go New York, #NYSL. Listen, I know a lot of this caught people. A lot of you people have been caught off guard, for sure. I think a lot of you guys are really confused. Didn't see this coming. I actually knew about this for a few days now. I was, you know, obviously talking to some people on the team, and I was talking to Clay the other day. Definitely have been talking to the team a little bit. So just trying to support him and support the team and try and talk to them and see what's going on. But it's definitely rough for New York, right? Because they're a top four team in the standings. I'm not, you know, I think they've been struggling a little bit lately, but in the standings, you know, they're top four. They showed a lot of like highs and lows this year. The highs have been really high. The lows have been really low. I think the main thing with Clay for me is, you know, you can clearly see it in his face. We have been talking about it on the last couple shows, at least me. It's just like, you know, Clay looks drained. Like, a lot of these guys look drained. They look like they're not getting along or something's happening in that camp. Like, you could just tell something was wrong. No, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, so you're an ex-teammate of Clay.
Yeah.
For reference, I used to be, like, my first, like, esports thing, I guess, was I was a mod in this chat. Hilarious that, and I went to a lot of events, hung out with his family. So, you know, I know him pretty well. You know, Clay kind of rides, and we've talked to this in a couple of shows. He rides the wave emotionally. He wears his emotions on his sleeve, and that can have mitigating effects to his team. And I feel like, you know, it seemed like the last couple of weeks, I think it was starting to drain on him a bit. You know, it's a tough grind. And I think we can all, competitors or not, we can all speak to the fact that many of us have not left our homes or apartments, wherever we were living, for 12, 16, 18 months, unfortunately, due to the coronavirus outbreak. So I think all of these factors combined in, you know, Clay's the type of guy that likes to go off for a few days, unplug, recharge. It's unfortunate that, you know, time's out in this situation with this team. But, you know, sometimes people got to take a step away and recharge. And I would be thoroughly shocked if he doesn't come back in time for this major or at least for champs.
Well, here's the thing.
I mean, yeah.
It depends on how the team's doing. if you know, if Diamond Con comes in and they're playing well, I find it very hard to make the argument to bring Clay back in, which sucks. At the same time, I think if Clay wants back in, I don't see a world where it doesn't happen, but I feel like you have to think about it, whereas, like, the team's 0-3 in this stage. If they start finding some traction with Diamond Con, will they bring him back if he wants to come back? Also, can Diamond Con get into the fucking U.S.?
That's something that New York is really pushing for right now. Obviously, you know, the Subliners have been up all night, all day, all night. They're trying to get this kid over here. I mean, it's something that's just kind of hitting us, you know, last second, right? So the guys in New York are working very hard to try and get Diamond Con over here and try and figure out a solution because, even for me, I mean, I was talking to Asim yesterday. I said, Asim was like, you want to come back in? I said, listen, man, if I got to come back in, I got to come back in. You know, it all depends on what kind of happens with Diamond Con. You know, like if you guys need me, I'll step in, but I don't think it's the best thing to do. You know, it's not like I've been competing all year. I mean, I think the number one thing was getting Diamond Con here, and that's the struggle right now. Is he is in Canada? He is overseas. We got to somehow find out a way to get him here, in time because you know we have matches coming up. You know, there's a lot coming up like really really soon. So, okay, not overseas. Okay, whatever, guys, not overseas. You know what I mean? Out of the country, man. Jeez, you guys are like fucking a fucking horde in this fucking thing. But we got to figure out how to get him across the border and get him over here and try and figure out what's going on. But one, I do like Diamond Con. I think Connor's a really good player. I think Connor, when he was with us, I think it was kind of like, you know, he ended up having to take a step back and go back to challenges because of the team changes that were happening with New York. But by any means, I don't think Diamond Con was like a bad player when he was playing with us. Like, I thought he was making plays. I thought he fit in pretty well with the team. We're going to have to talk about roles a little bit and kind of where they're going to fit, but I'm guessing Connor's just going to be on the main AR. I'm guessing they're going to throw Connor on the main, probably have Mac in the flex, and then, you know, Paco and Asim on the subs. But one thing I do want to say is, one, I don't know if Clay's going to come back. I personally don't see him coming back. I just think
You don't think he's coming back at all this year?
No, I do not. I think Clay will try and, you know, he's going to try and get back to where he needs to be. I guess it depends on what's going to happen with New York with Diamond Con, like, coming in and kind of how they play. But at the same time, like, you know, Clay's been dealing mentally with a lot of stuff, you know, even within the team. You know, within the team, just within his own personal life, stuff within the team. Like, there's just a lot of problems that have been going on, like, internally, right? So I think Clay is just trying to take a step back and try and get himself to where he needs to be.
I mean, I just think we need to take a one angle, step back from this a little for a sec, like, I think, you know, this is very much a week-by-week situation. He's a competitor by heart. You know him. I know him.
Mm-hmm.
I would be thoroughly shocked. The minute he feels like he can provide value, yeah, I see Zin's point. You know, if Connor comes in and let's say they beat FaZe, they beat Paris, things are going good. They've got a very tough decision then to make. Obviously, if Connor can't get over the border, then that one's kind of made for them anyway.
Well, let me clarify something for, because people in the chat are saying, pick up Zinny, do this. Rosters are locked. The Diamond Con is their only option. If he can't get into the U.S. and Clay's not playing, I have to assume there'll be, like, something that can be done there, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see a world where the CDL doesn't bend that rule. Like, there's...
From my understanding, in that situation, they would be allowed to pick up a free agent as an emergency, emergency pick. There aren't that many players that would qualify for that spot. I can think of a couple that might fit here, but that would be what they would have to do in the chance that Diamond Con couldn't come over to America to compete.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he gets in, because I feel like this team's being pulled in every direction. First, they're losing Clay. Now they're about to get Diamond. If they're playing with Diamond and Diamond can't get in, it's just a fucking shitstorm. Another thing is, I don't think any of us really know, but there's a world where the team doesn't want to play with Clay again. Like,
well,
bro,
that's what I'm saying. I mean,
like,
that's
we just
what
discussed
just
how Clay wears his heart on his sleeve, and when Clay's being negative, it can rub off, and when he's positive, it can rub off. If Diamond comes in, he's a positive player, he's playing well. There's a world where the team would rather not play with Clay for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. It depends. It depends on how the relationship is with the team internally. I mean, we can just see from the outside looking in on stream that they look like they were just like going through it as a squad. Like it didn't even look like they were a squad anymore. I mean, you see somebody like Asim who's always laughing and clapping, and you know, a lot of the guys they've been seeing a lot of success. Even Paco was always smiling. First came onto the team was smiling, was happy. The last couple matches, they look miserable. the team looks miserable, and I'm guessing this has a lot to do with it, you know? Like, maybe internally the team was just not getting along, or maybe there were some problems going on. But let's go to what Clay said. I mean, Clayster, he came out, he quote-tweeted the Sublunners tweet. He said, "I just need a break from it all. I'm sure you all have seen I haven't been myself in quite some time. Need to take a step back and get myself straight mentally. Got to take care of yourself over everything, and I don't plan on this being for good, but I hope the boys crush it." So clearly Clay's still supporting the squad. He wants to see the squad do well. It's just something for him, right? He just wants to take a step back, figure out what the heck's going on, and just take care of himself. And, you know, Zinni, we've talked about mental health on the show before a lot. Obviously, you had the Better Days Ahead merch, and I know sometimes, you know, we troll, you know, Better Days Ahead, Better Days Ahead. But it is a serious thing. You know, Zinni started the merch because he was serious about mental health, and it is a serious thing, especially in the esports world. You know, a lot of these guys are always sitting at a desk. They're grinding, yeah. You know, all day, every day. A lot of pressure's on their back. You know, they might be making a lot of money, but it's not sustainable. You know, like, they might have a good contract for 1 year, but if they don't perform, they're gone the next year. And then a lot of people are wondering where the hell they got to go. I mean, you see so many veterans who have lost their spot this year that are either back in challengers or just aren't playing anymore. So there is a lot of pressure, is a lot of stress. And then on top of that, you're playing online. There's COVID. There's all kinds of things that are going on. And I'm sure that Clay is just having a rough time. The team was probably struggling. He was probably going through
the team
it.
Was, and, the team was definitely struggling. They did not look the same.
Okay, they were struggling.
Well, I mean, we can go off of, like, just the cascade of events. One is the whole ASIM situation with not being able to get to the last major. They kind of grind through that, win a series, but they lose a lot of ground on the top two race, and then they've come out incredibly flat in this stage. What was a team that looked really good on small maps, which is good. Four squad team play, it seems to be non-existent. They seem to be all on an island with, and we saw the listenings, like, just the comms were not good. Mm-hmm. I think you can tell just from those signs that something was a bit amiss within the chemistry.
It was just the frustration. We'll
listen, yeah, man, I knew as soon as I saw the hood on Asim's head, man. I don't like hoodie Asim. I like a hood off Asim.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I don't like hoodie Asim either.
Put that
like
fucking hood down, Asim. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like hoodie Asim either. I didn't like it either. But listen, clearly that there was frustrations within the camp. There's frustrations within the camp. I'm sure Babel and JP have been working closely with the team to try and figure out what the next steps are and kind of how to get everything on track. But even like what somebody said in the chat, right? Clay's soft. I think that is super unfair to say. You don't know what's going on in somebody's personal life.
I think it's the
life.
Exact opposite of him being soft. I think it takes a lot of courage to be in that position, take a step back. Because honestly, I think it was a selfless move. I think he knows that it's good for him, but it's also good for the team, right? Like, there's no point in him bringing the team down because, I mean, bro, when you're in that type of negative headspace, especially when you're the team's leader, you know that it's rubbing off on the guys.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I will say for Clay is he kind of has that luxury of being able to do something like this and walk back in next year. Like, if worst comes to worst, right? Let's say he doesn't return this year and he wants to return next year. I think Clay is one of the very few who has the luxury of being able to take a break and come back and do that. Many players don't. So I'm happy for them in that regard. But we'll see, man. I mean, the head can be a fucking scary place because things sometimes get worse before they get better, mm-hmm. especially when the team isn't performing well, right? Like, if they won these past three matches, I can almost guarantee this wouldn't be happening. Yep. But, you know, certain things on top of certain things make things worse, and you got to take a step back, take some time for yourself.
I just want to make things clear because people are definitely confused. I mean, I'm reading through social media. This guy said maybe Zuma knows something we don't. Why is Zuma saying that he was dropped and that he feels bad for him on stream, blah, blah, blah. Guys, I think this was a mutual decision. I think the team, I think Clay mentally didn't want to do it, and I think the team can tell that Clay. Guys, when somebody's mentally going through something, you feel the presence. You feel it. You know, the team, if somebody is struggling, you know, and the team notices it, you know, that's like a serious thing, you know? Like, the team obviously cares about Clay, you know, and they want Clay to be good. And maybe this is something that, you know, both sides, you know, the team was like, yeah, maybe you should take a break. Clay's like, I'm probably going to take a break. I think I should take a break. It was mutual, you know? I think the decision was talked about as a team, you know, professionally. I think they all came together and talked about it. So that's why there might be a little confusion. I don't even know why I said dropped or whatever. I don't even know what I said, man. Clay was dropped, benched, whatever you want to call it. Put to the side, he's taking a break. It was mutual. So don't take everything I said too literally. I guess it's my fault for just kind of just blabbing shit. But that's pretty much what happened. It's a mutual decision. And hopefully the guys can turn it around. I mean, I definitely want to talk about this roster a little bit with Diamond Khan. Obviously, Connor, he came in, he was doing his thing. I mean, I'm curious, what do you guys, how do you guys think they're going to do? Do you think this will be a good roster? Because I personally think the roster is good.
I haven't seen him since the M4 meta. I don't know. I haven't played against him much. I think he was solid. He's not going to be bad, man. It's very hard to be a backline AR and be fucking awful. Like, I think he'll be solid. I think just the overall team morale, I think it'll be a breath of fresh air just having someone new.
I don't know him,
but he's young. I'm sure he's hungry, and I'm sure he wants to be in the league long term, so I'm sure he'll put everything into it, and I think that'll help the team.
I mean, I'll tell you one thing, right? I mean, let's look at the people on the team. Yeah, Paco, who's new, right, came from a different country, you know, still learning English, you know, still trying to get into his rhythm a little bit. You have Mac, who you know, he's a young gun, rookie last year. You know, he's been stepping up a little bit with the comms and stuff and the leadership, but I mean, for the most part, Mac is a pretty quiet kid. You know, he doesn't really talk much.
Diamond Khan's also quiet too, from what I know.
Exactly. So I'm gonna keep going down the list, right? Then we got Diamond Khan, who's another one, very quiet kid. You know, he's coming into a new team. Asim's gonna have to step up, man. Asim's gonna have to step up.
I think this is a big moment for Asim to show leadership in a situation that's an adverse situation. They haven't played well on this stage. They really kind of need to win the next two games so they don't start and lose round one. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to show a lot of value here. From my understanding with the team, he was already sort of the secondary leader, calling in search. So just a couple of extra responsibilities on his shoulder.
But that's what worries me.
Him and Bobble, I think, are kind of now on them as sort
of. Well, that goes to my next point. I mean, that kind of worries me a little bit because Asim's also young. Like, I kind of want Asim to just kind of focus on himself and, like, play his game. To relate it to me a little bit, you know, when I was playing, I never really had to step into like that leadership role until we ended up getting that Scraps, Trey, Cell, Asim team where I was picking up young guys, you know, Maddie and Trey ended up coming over. And it's a little bit different, right? It was a lot later in my career as I was like a veteran type player where Asim's not a veteran. Like Asim's new, Asim's been, what, for 3 years now? 3 years, he's still very young, yeah. He's 21 years old, and there's a lot on his plate, which is why, you know, we're going to need Bobble to really step up, really show assertiveness, really get these guys on the right track, and JP's going to have to step up. I mean, everybody's going to have to step up, really. I mean, everybody's going to have to come together and be a team here, right? Clay's going through a problem, they end up making a change, so now these guys got to be a team. And I don't know why people are saying New York is chalked. I mean, dude,
they're not chalk, but they're not. Hold on, they're not chalk, but they are not anywhere near their previous form right now, especially going into this change. And here's my biggest worry: is they're making this change before the last major and then champs. Like this, like 3 months ago, maybe more feasible, right? You get more time under your belt, you give them some LAN experience. This is a team that overall already doesn't have much LAN experience, even with Clay, right? Like Clay's like the only person who had significant LAN and major tournament experience. You lose that completely. Now you pretty much have no player with legitimate long-term LAN experience, especially going into the champs, whereas, listen, bro, Clayster is one of those guys who can change a team by one map, right? Let's say you win a close first map. Clayster's going to roar. He's going to gas up his entire team. I'm not saying anybody on the team won't do that, but I just think it's a very different personality change. And overall, like, if there's one event that you want to have experience for, it's the one coming up, and that's what we're worried about the most.
I completely actually disagree with your take.
So do I.
You can both fuck yourself. You're both wrong.
I think this actually will allow them to go to that event and play with basically zero pressure because there is no expectation they're going to come out and win the event. And that'll develop the confidence because we, as far as we know, right, there's going to be fans at the next event. It's going to be a little bit of a step up in environment. They're going to start to gain some confidence. They can win a couple of the series, understanding that the expectations are set against them. I actually think they're going to be able to kind of ride this honeymoon. Now, this week's going to be tough because they play a Paris team.
This week's going to be really tough.
They're starting in losers.
They are going to play at the majors. They're playing a Paris team.
The majors looking rough, man. The majors looking real rough.
Can I finish my take?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
They're playing a Paris team that's coming off a dub last week. They're playing a FaZe team. They just lost to Optic, and they're probably not going to want to lose again because they want to finish 4-1. So I don't know. I would say New York probably at best goes 1-1 this week. They're going to finish 1-4. They're going to probably be in that second round of losers. To me, it's like I actually think that New York will say, okay, we got some experience. Let's pull up to the LAN. Everybody thinks we're going to suck. let's go ahead and prove everybody wrong. And I think those teams are the most dangerous when they show up to
Bro, line. I don't think the team you're talking about is necessarily the most overly confident team. If they had some more delusion, I would agree with you. I don't think these players are like killer instinct, fucking, yeah, let's go fuck people up. I think they're like laid back, chill kids. And I feel like Clay is sort of that guy who brings out the killer instinct in those people.
This circles back to the conversation we had yesterday. It's not everybody is going to be built that way. You've got to work with what you have. I think that they've got to build around the fact that they are individually talented. They're going to fit Connor into their system now. And look, you need to ride this honeymoon, figure out what your new map hole is. You don't need to be that team. But what they need to go is play with the speed and the teamwork that they had before, and the confidence will come. They may not have the delusional confidence, so to speak, right now, but I think we're winning. Everybody kind of gets that, and they can ride that with wind in their sails. Well, so I kind of disagree with that take.
The one thing I want to add to this, too, is like, I feel like a lot of guys were losing confidence with Clay on the team. I felt like because Clay was mentally going...
I agree with that.
Because Clay was going through like a lot of stuff, like mentally, you know, he's taking it on these guys. He's going through it with these guys. Everybody's scared. You could see it in the gameplay. They don't make plays anymore. They don't take risk. Nobody wants to make a mistake. I mean, I've talked to some guys on the team, and some guys on the team even said, you know, like, it's just we feel like we're overthinking things now. You know, we're overthinking things. We're trying to do this, do that. Like, and sometimes that happens, right? Things aren't going your way. You're trying to pinpoint every little mistake. I think Clay brings a lot to the team in terms of energy and really getting these guys going. So I agree with Zinni a little bit on that.
But it swings both ways, Tom.
I mean,
it's the wave.
Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Motherfucker.
I'm
just fucking around. But I think Clay brings a lot to the team for sure in terms of like the energy, and just having a veteran on the team, I think, yeah, just makes people comfortable because you have somebody like Clay who can be like, you know, this and then really get these guys going. But I don't know. I personally feel like the players might be a little bit more comfortable now that they can just kind of just like be themselves, because I think people are forgetting how talented Mac are and how, yeah, because they've been struggling. Just because they've been struggling, people just forget now because the last month hasn't been good. All of a sudden, people don't want to talk about how good Mac was a month ago. People were talking about this guy being MVP, how good Asim was. People were calling Asim a top five summon a game, Paco, with the type of plays that this guy can make. And now you're bringing in Diamond Con. It's a lot of young guys. Maybe they're gonna vibe together. You know, their chemistry might be really well, might fit really well. You know, I'm excited for these guys, man. I'm excited for these guys to get back into their roles and really focus on themselves and just go out and get this shit, man. Go out, have some fun, work together, use that teamwork. They're not dumb players, man. They're not dumb. Like that's the only reason why. Like, just hearing all this talk, like, oh, Clay, you know, the IGL bringing this together, this. Man, they don't. I'm not trying to be mean to Clay because I love Clay, and I think Clay brings a lot to a team. But that I'm not counting these guys out. Like, I think these guys are more than capable of coming together as a squad and making things work amongst themselves. I mean, they have a lot of talent. You have Bob over there, who's been doing this a long time. JP, of course, I'm always here. If they ever need anything, I'll probably be, you know, now that Clay's out, I don't know if Clay's going to still be heavily involved with the team, but I'll be here helping them every step of the way. Anything these young guys need, you know, I'm right down the street in Dallas. I'll be going back to Dallas in a week. So, you know, anything these kids need, I'll always be there to help them out. And I think these guys can turn a lot of heads. And I think a lot of people are saying they're chalked and this and that. I think people might be underestimating how much talent's actually on this roster. And I'm not saying they're going to go out and just fry. I think they might struggle early on. I think it might take a while to get back into it. But we'll see what happens as they start performing, start practicing, and start trying to, you know, get back to that rhythm and get back to that form, which I know those guys can do.
The only thing I'll say, Tom, my criticism of New York, and I think they started to get exposed for this, they were playing really well when they knew when to play away from the island tendencies that a lot of those players have. They need to go back to that play style of using their teamwork and the mechanical skill they have to get trades and then set themselves up with that map pressure to then make the individual plays on the map. They were doing it backwards the last couple of weeks, and that is not a way to play in this game. You will get punished if people are not playing off each other on the map and you're just spreading it.
I mean, I agree. You got to play the game the right way. I mean, these guys, like I said, and that's where Bobo and JP got to really step up. You know, make sure they're being assertive with the team. Make sure they're pinpointing every little mistake. You know, Krim talked about it yesterday. You
that's
know,
my biggest worry
constructive,
is
constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to really learn the game, and they're going to have to come together. And listen, we've seen a lot of good instances with these guys. You know, we've seen what they're capable of doing. It's definitely, they could definitely get there, but it won't be easy, Ben. I agree. They're going to have to put in a lot of work, a lot of time. What's up, Zin?
I just think The one thing that Clay did was he will hold people accountable. Like, he won't let you get away with mistakes, and he'll make you – like, even if he yells at you, it's from a good place. It's just that same conversation we had with Krim. Maybe recently because of the mind – like, his mind space and the way he's been, maybe it's been kind of, like, over the top. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's been, like, overreacting and over-pressuring and getting crazy on him. But I worry about having a player, because it's very different having a player hold you accountable than a coach in a sense.
Nah, they'll hold each other accountable. I know these guys. I mean, Asim calls people out. Matt calls people out. They talk with each other, man. They talk. Listen, the team's gonna have to hold. They gotta have to sit down and talk and be like, listen.
But it's about holding the behaviors accountable and not the people accountable. And
yeah,
that's
of course.
When it becomes too much about the people, then it becomes personal, which it shouldn't become personal. When it comes about the behavior, then everybody understands. It's more about, look, we're going to say that you're making the wrong play. Let's talk about solutions and not talk about problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I think, listen, there's definitely a lot of worries, right? There's definitely a lot of things that can go wrong. But I personally, I think these guys can do it. I think they have four great players. I think they have four young players. I think they're going to have good chemistry. I think after a week of scrimming, these guys can really hit form. I think Bobble and JP are going to be really important. Like I said, I think these guys.
You think they can win?
Of course. I think anybody can win. I think anybody can win.
They could definitely beat Paris. I don't know about.
I disagree.
Zinni, am I saying they're the best team and that they're gonna win?
No, but of course they can win.
Of course, bro, what? I'm not gonna doubt these guys and be like, these guys have no chance of winning. Like, of course they can win.
I respect your opinion.
In terms of an event, it's gonna be tough because they're gonna have to make a loser's run. They're gonna have to beat some combination, probably at least twice, some combination of Dallas, Atlanta, FaZe, Toronto, and Optic to get all the way through losers to get to grand finals. So that's going to be two top matches at least if they run through the gauntlet of all the other teams. I think definitely for Major 5, it's going to be tough. Now, if they backdoor a top 6 or a top 4, I think that's a success considering where you started. But for champs at that point, if they get there, they'll be in winners. So anything can happen at that point.
I mean, anything can happen. Listen, people are spamming Lumas because I think my team can win, because I think Subliders can win.
No.
Guys, come on.
I was over.
I sound like an asshole
when I said that. What I mean is, like, it's a big change. It's late. You're losing a big voice
for a
quiet kid.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy. Are the chances looking good? No. You know, of course the chances don't look really good. Of course, do I think they're going to win? Like, do I think they're actually going to go out and actually win? No, I think FaZe is going to continue to dominate. I think, you know, Optic's looking a lot better. I think you got Dallas who's looking a lot better. So I think there's a lot of teams at the top that New York are going to have to catch up to now. You know, they've had a lot of setbacks. You have Asim who had the visa problem. That was already a setback. Now you have this. You know, they keep getting hit with wild cards. You know, they're going to have to try and figure out how to get back to that form. Now, am I going to chalk it up and say it's impossible? These guys have no chance and that they're never going to win? Fuck no, man. That's not what we do over here in New York. No, we go back to the drawing board, man. We're the New York Subliners, you know what I'm saying? We go back and we fucking try and figure it out. We're going to go hard as fuck. These kids are going hard as fuck. I'll make sure these kids go hard as fuck. Every single day, these kids are going to come on and grind. They're going to watch five. They're going to sit down. These kids are smart. They're talented. 100% these fucking guys can do it. 100%. But it won't be easy. It's going to be up to them. Now the passion, the heart, all the other shit, that's going to come out of them now. Now it's all up to them, you know? Show the people how bad they really want it. You know, and clearly Clay, you know, had to take a step back, and that's completely fine. I support Clay every step of the way. I was texting Clay yesterday. I said, dude, I wish I was in Dallas. I'd drive over there right now, and I'd sit down and we'd talk, you know, and that's probably what I'm going to do. I'll definitely go over and drive over to Clay. I reached out to Clay immediately as soon as I heard the news, because I just want to make sure the kid's okay. You know, I was saying kid, he's older than me, but you know what I mean. I just want to make sure Clay's good, because Clay's a good dude, man, and the problem with Clay is he wears his heart on his sleeve. And I think that's why, you know, sometimes mentally it might be too much for him, because, you know, he does have a big heart. He does care a lot. You know, he's very passionate about this shit. But I believe in these guys every step of the way. Every step of the way. But like I keep saying, it will not be easy. And it's going to be up to them. So, I mean,
it's going to be up to them. And as we talked about after their loss the other day, I think this is a point where Revan and JP, this is your moneymaker situation. What can we do and change up our system to get better, because clearly it's not working? How can we counter-strike other teams in our upcoming matchups to start getting a little bit more consistent in S&D? That's been a bit of a struggle for them.
Control, too.
Control has been mediocre with this, with the four they had with Clay. Hopefully it improves now. Mm-hmm. And the fifth thing is, you know, obviously the game's pretty played out. It's July. Most people know what the right play is on the map. But is there a little extra meta push that we can do, a little something different that people aren't expecting to maybe help us win a couple of more situations? Yeah. Those are things as a coach I'd be working on right now to give my team the extra edge.
Yeah, I mean, listen, people, when people say chalked and this and that, you know, I start thinking about teams who, you know, how many times in the pro league, and I'm not talking just this year, also last year, you know, we see teams at the bottom of the barrel give up, and they don't give a fuck, and they don't try and this and that. Listen, we're top four in the standings, man. We give a fuck over here. And if we don't, that's a serious problem. If there's somebody on this team that doesn't care or is going through the motions, get rid of them. Throw them to the fucking bench, and we'll go pick up another free agent if possible or go do something else. These guys got to come out and be ready to play, and I believe in them. And I know these guys. They are going to come out and be ready to play. I mean, I know Mac. I know even Paco and Asim and all these guys. And I'm sure Connor's going to want to come in and make a name for himself. He's been in challengers. There's no way in hell he doesn't want to come in and twist some fucking heads, you know? So, listen, these kids, one thing you can't deny is the talent that they have on the roster. They have talent. Paco is insanely talented. I watch Paco play, and I'm like, dude, this guy can play. I don't care what the stats say. You know, the team's been struggling. So, of course, the stats are going to hinder. But Paco is smart. He's one of the most skillful players I've ever seen. I'm not even joking. I mean, people can say cap or say whatever the hell they want. Hydra can play. He does like things that just like is unorthodox. Like he's a really fun watch. We've seen what Asim can do. Asim's unselfish. He's been a leader for this team, even with Clay on the team. Asim has been the guy trying to pull these guys together all year. A lot of people don't give Asim enough credit. Clay, you know, was going through all this stuff, and who's the guy trying to bring these guys together? It was Asim. I mean, Asim was the one who was trying to be the positive mindset, trying to come on every day, trying to stop the arguing, trying to help everybody get on the same page. Asim's been doing this shit. This kid's been in there for 3 years. You know, I talk to Asim all the time. Asim, he's a good guy, man. He knows what he's doing. He's another one who wears his heart on his sleeve, and he wants to come in here and have some fun and do what he does. And then you got Mac. I play with Mac. I know what that kid's capable of doing. And one thing you can't deny about Mac is his work ethic. He loves the grind. He's always playing COD. And he loves the game. And he's very, very talented. I've never seen anybody, you know, I've seen people. But Mac does really good at just playing his life, getting kills. He's a talented player. I think the main thing now is just to get Diamond Con comfortable, get the rest of the guys comfortable. And Bobo and JP are going to have to do that. And they're going to have to get everybody comfortable, make sure everybody's on the same page, and build them up. And, you know, let's start being a little bit more positive in the camp and get it back to where we were.
Tom, though, all I'll say is I understand where you're coming from, but the issue with the team at the tail end with Clay here was not a problem with skill. It was playing well off each other. I think that's the focus.
How can we do a better job
of getting team control, map control as a team? Because that is where we are failing. We are failing in our hard point holds. I mean, I don't know how many times in Moscow I'm watching them butcher P2 and P3 holds. That's unacceptable. You need those to win those maps.
That's 100% true.
If you can't hold in hardpoint, it's going to reduce your map pool very small. They need to get back to basics there, and S&D has been kind of back and forth to them. I remember in the beginning of that team, they were doing a really good job of team hitting in S&D. They've gotten away from that strategy. Mm-hmm. They need to get back in the mix there and also mix it in with a few nice set plays. Yeah. And counterplays depending on their opponent.
100%. They're going to have to play the game the right way, man. I mean, Clay has also been very vocal, even when I was talking to him about some of just the boneheaded plays. I mean, we talked about it in the last couple of shows, just, you know, fucking pushing shit out, just solo challenge, no teamwork. They're not even rotating half the time. Like, these guys are all over the place, man. They really are. They look terrible right now. Like, in terms of making the right decisions on the map, I mean, they're just nowhere near where they need to be. And that's going to be the struggle. I agree with you. I mean, that's definitely going to be the struggle with them is trying to get everybody on the same page. That's my biggest worry, but I definitely think they could do it. I mean, we've seen what they're capable of. Listen, with Clay, you know, they took down FaZe twice. You know, FaZe had 4 losses, now 5 with the optic thing. You know, half of their losses were to New York. You know, and obviously that's the team to beat. New York has definitely taken down top teams. You know, they definitely have what it takes to win a championship. They've beaten top teams, but it's not going to be easy. You know, I agree with you, Ben. I 100% agree. And that's going to be like the main thing for sure, because those are the struggles they were having with Clay. Now, without Clay, they're really going to have to figure it out. They're going to have to figure it out. And hopefully they can do that. That's just one thing we're going to have to pay close attention to when we're watching them playing. And, you know, we're going to have to really pay attention to the minimap and see how these guys are moving around together. Because if they could play off each other and play with each other, I mean, I was watching the process yesterday, right, with Optic Chicago. Yeah. I was watching it with Zin. We were all watching it. And the main thing with them, too, was, you know, they kept saying it, like, throughout the process. Like, whenever you see them in huddles and stuff, like, even Formo was saying it, like, yo, like, just focus on playing together, man. Like, focus on playing together. Make sure we do things the right way. They lose a map. They go to the back. Like, dude, like, we're literally frying these kids. We're just not playing together. Like, just make sure we're playing together this next few maps. It sounds so, like, basic. Like, it sounds so basic, but it's so true. Like, sometimes people, they don't play together. They just keep going, or they try and do solo tiles. They try and do too much. And that's a problem, right? Like, when everybody tries to be Superman.
Yeah.
And you know, that happens sometimes. It's happened for myself throughout my career. I'm sure it's happened to Zinni and any other pro player who's played in the league. Like, sometimes you feel like you have to do too much, especially if the team is struggling. I see Lamar in the chat. That was a struggle with me last year. That was a struggle with our whole team, was making sure we were playing off one another, not trying to make solo plays, right? Like, that, it's just a lot of things.
But what happened once you guys figured it out?
We won an event. We won an event, and I was MVP. It wasn't even close. I was the best sub there that event. And it's just like, you know, it's not like they can't figure it out. They can 100% figure it out. And listen, I don't want to sit here and be like, I obviously feel for Clay, but I think now is the time where they got a team now. Like, they have to bring the positivity back. Like, we need to pick ourselves up and keep it going. Enough of this fucking chalk shit, this and that. I hope they're staying away from social media, because these guys, I'm going to be honest, people in the chat, people on Twitter, Reddit, you guys, it's terrible. It's terrible. Some people, they just have, like, oh, they're chalked. They're going to get shit on them. There's not. Don't read that shit. Don't read that shit. You know, go back.
I mean, I'm not very confident that they're going to turn this around.
All right, well, that's fine. I mean, that's also just an opinion.
But I think they're fair opinions to have. Like, I think this change is a drastic one. I think, even at their best.
That's not what I'm saying, Zin. I'm saying just don't read it if you're on the team. I'm saying just stay away from it. Bro, I say the same shit. I'm a fucking asshole half the time when I'm talking about these other teams. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you need to be able to go on social media and not take it to heart. I've been on Reddit and I'm like, oh fuck, maybe it's time for me to go. Same thing with you. It's hard not to, bro. You see the same people saying the same thing.
I mean, Zin, how many times am I on the show and I'm like, this team's shit, this kid sucks, this kid sucks. You know, sometimes I just say how it is, you know, it is what it is. Like, sometimes, you know, our opinions might come off in the wrong way. And that's what I was saying. Twitter, Reddit, all this shit. I'm not coming at those people. People have more. Hey, bro, go drop your opinions, man. Everybody can word their opinions. There's probably some great combos on Reddit. I'm sure people are debating back and forth. I love Reddit. I love Twitter. I'm always on there. They know that. I'm always in there. I'm probably one of the most active people on Reddit.
Here's the reality of it. Every competition or sport or entertainment thing,
yeah, I know where you're going.
There's negativity on social media. We just don't have the luxury of ignoring it, because our life and our job sort of like revolves around being interactive on social media. Kevin Durant does not need to go on Twitter. I have to go on Twitter.
I mean, he does.
He does take shots a lot.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying he doesn't have to if he doesn't want to. Like, we don't have that luxury. Like, we need to keep up our brands.
I think social media is a problem in every sport. I think everybody sees. Bro, you see it with the Euros, right? The social media, the hate that some of these guys are getting. You see it like with LeBron James and Tom Brady, and how much hate those guys get. They see it, you know. They all have social media. They're all active on social media.
It's about having,
like you said, Zin, having thick skin and just like shaking that shit off, or just using it as motivation.
The only opinions you should care about are your team.
Yeah,
your teammates, your coaches, your staff. That is it. Nobody else. Because, bro, even other teams. Bro, I'll tell you something right now that I actively do. If I'm in TeamSpeak and I'm on a team and I'm playing a team soon or whatever, I will legitimately actively try starting shit. I will legitimately be like, I heard this guy was talking shit about you, like, within camps. I don't give a fuck. I'm a competitor.
Little finger shit. Hold on.
Wait, you're ruining camps.
This guy's playing my game.
Well, I mean, I don't lie, but, like, bro, Tom, but let's say, for example, you and Lamar are teaming, and I'm in team speak with you, and I heard that Lamar is having problems with you. I'll say to you, yo, I heard you guys are fucking having problems, heard you're getting yelled at, whatever. I'll do whatever the fuck I can. Toxic. I don't give a fuck. I am a competitor. I will, like, bro, that is what you do. Just like a basketball player is talking shit in your ear on the court. I'm in TeamSpeak stirring the pot.
I mean, whatever, man. Talking shit, fucking stirring up the pot.
So you got to phase everybody out besides your team, bro. Reddit, other players, everything, man.
Right, but there's also, you know, some of the best teams don't do that. You know, like, no. I think the main thing is to focus on yourselves, man. Just focus on yourself. Focus on your own camp. Don't worry about what other people are doing, man. If you want to play some mind games with somebody and talk shit to them, so be it. But the main thing is just focus on yourself. Focus within your camp, like Zinni said. Don't look at all the other stuff. Nothing else matters, you know?
What I'll say, Tom, and this doesn't just apply to competition. If anyone here in chat ever wants to be a high level executive at a company, I'm making a good point.
I read some of the chat. I'd be crying. No, not but that.
The most important thing you can do is surround yourself with good people that are not just going to say yes to everything that you say. Surround yourself with people that can be honest and clear advice and people that you trust. And I agree with Zen. In these situations, avoid social media. It's going to be a lot of bullshit. Anonymity breeds absolutely stupid opinions and people trolling. Get people around you that are going to be clear and concise and tell you exactly what's going on so you can improve on whatever you're doing.
I mean, listen, I don't want to say stupid opinions. Some of it might be stupid. Like, I don't want to.
Sometimes.
Yeah, very few gays. I mean, I don't want to. I just don't want to come. Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother, you know, that's a whole nother ball game. But I'm saying.
That's anonymity, people being racist to guys that missed the penalty in a final. Like, that's ridiculous.
Fuck them, bro. People like that need a fucking bat. Fucking taking out their legs. That's unacceptable in this world. That's unacceptable. Like, people like that that are racist or trying to tear other people down, unacceptable, man. I mean, those people, I don't even want to look at those people. I can't even look at people like that. You know, I can't even look at people the same way if I ever seen somebody doing that. And we saw it a lot on social media, right? And usually it's a fucking Twitter egg.
Always a Twitter egg.
These stupid motherfuckers don't want to show their face. Fuck them.
Why I asked for selfies, man. If you ever talk shit to me, there's a reason. I want to see what you look like, man.
They can go fuck themselves. I'm just saying, you know, like, for the main thing is, and listen, what I was saying before is I don't want to come across the wrong way when I say, like, Reddit, Twitter, this and that. You know, some people on there, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't trying to, you know, shine any bad light on there. People are allowed to go drop and have a good conversation and give their opinions on what they think. You know, if they think the team's chalked or this and that, I have no problem with that. It's just like, in terms of me, you know, for the team, I just don't want them reading any of that because they don't need to. You know, they can figure it out on their own. You know, these guys are professionals. You know, these guys can figure it out within their own camp. They don't need to go to Reddit to go get their information, because sometimes there is stuff on there that's a little bit fugazi, and, you know, I read it and I'm just like, yeah, you know, I don't know if that's really the best. So, you know, sometimes you just got to be in your own camp and do things the way you want to do them and hope for the best. But I do wish them the best of luck, man. Obviously, I'll be supporting these guys every step of the way, and I wish them the best. I mean, is there anything else you guys want to say? Ben, Zinni?
Nothing on my end.
I just want to clear up, because, I mean, listen, bro. I personally don't have much confidence that they will turn it around and do that well.
Yeah.
But I do hope they do, because I do like the players on the team. I mean, I love Asim. I think they're all young guys that have promising careers, and, like, I don't want to see this whole situation sort of, like, be the cause of their drop-off from the height they reach. Because, bro, when they were good, they were really good. Like, a top two, top three team. They were playing really well. And I do want to see them do well. I just struggle to see... this late, losing, you know, your veteran, I struggle to see it, but I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the only word I don't like when it comes to this New York crowd, and again, it's just opinions, right? It's just the word chalked. I personally hate that word. I don't want the guys...
Never chalked, man.
Yeah, it's never chalked.
Unless you're bottom four and you're not going to champ.
Chalked, to me, when I hear chalked, I hear it's give up. It's done. Just everybody give up. Nobody give a fuck. Nah, it's not going on in this camp. It's not happening over here. Not in New York. So that's one thing that I just want to make very clear. And if that's the attitude that the team does have, which I know that it's not, then that's a serious issue. And that's something Bobble is going to have to sniff out. But for the main thing, you know, they got the talent. I agree with Ben every step of the way about getting these guys to play the right way, because it has been sloppy. So sloppy. I mean, I'm talking like blatant mistakes, like really, really bad, like day one mistakes that they weren't making a month ago. So it's like, you know, this is little things that they're going to have to get on the same page and make sure that they're playing the right way, and then their talent will lead them the rest of the way. And I think the confidence and the comfortability of it all will come over time. But, hey, I want to give a huge shout-out to the New York Subliners, because they've had a rough couple months, and they're trying to do everything they can to try and bring these guys together and try and get everybody on the right track. I want to give a shout-out to Clay. Absolutely love you, Clay. So if you're listening, I don't even know if he is, but Clay, you know I love you. I wish you the best, and I will definitely come stop by when I'm in Dallas. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. That was the main thing for me, right, with my hand when I was competing. It wasn't that I couldn't use a controller. It's just not being able to play at the highest level mentally was draining, you know. So it's like, I understand where you're coming from, being someone who had to take that step to step back, right? So I feel you, and I'm sure we can relate to this stuff a little bit. But I mean, you've been doing this for a decade now, and I think anytime you want to come back, you know, everybody will be here with open arms waiting for you to come back. And I wish you the best of luck, man, moving forward. No matter what, Claire, you'll always be good. Yeah, you'll be good. You had fucking, and not to try and act like it's over, because it's not, but you have had one hell of a career so far. It is still ongoing. You're still going. You're still pushing. You're one of the oldest in the league. And it's incredible to see what you have done, even like recently. You know, you've had so much recent success. And you've just—I think you've been an inspiration to like a lot of the people who are young, and I just think a lot of people want to be like you, man. I think a lot of people want to be like Clay, and I think he's a good role model, man. And I think you know, we should show Clay some love. We should bring him up, you know, give him some positivity these next couple weeks, as well as the New York Subliners, as well as the ASUM, MAC, Hydra, and Diamond Con, right? Like, let's show them some love. Let's build them up. I think, you know, I think the one thing we can't deny over here in New York is we have a good culture and a good family, and, we'll try and get everything on the right track. So hopefully we can do that. And at the end of the day, no matter what, win or lose, as long as we're giving it our all, as long as we're giving everything we got, that's the only thing that matters, man. Put the passion, put the heart, put the work ethic in there. And then at the end of the year, you say, you know what? At least we gave it our all, because there is nothing worse than losing at the end of the year, which has happened to me before. And I said, well, I felt like we didn't even try to win. I felt like we could have gave more. So I hope that doesn't happen in this camp, and I don't think it will. So, you know, I wish him the best. I wish the New York Subliners the best. Zinni, anything you want to say before I end this?
I mean, while we're here, I just want to – I mean, what's going on with you? Everybody in the streams I can't talk about what's going on with me right now. But, okay. I mean, you know I lost full for a certain reason that I won't talk about on the show. But I found a Challengers team that will be announced soon. But more importantly and most importantly – I think now's a good time to say to everybody in the stream, I see a lot of people in my chat, Tommy, your chat, talking about mental health. Just take care of yourselves, right? Like, use Clay as an example. There's nothing more important than your physical and mental well-being. Like, look at someone like Clay. He's willing to miss out on hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially by missing out on tournaments to take care of his mental health. It's a courageous thing. It's an important thing. Just take care of yourselves. I've been in that negative headspace. Tom, you have too. A lot of us have.
100%.
It's a dark place. There is no amount of money, there's no experience, anything that is worth sacrificing that for. So just take care of yourselves, man.
Yep, I agree. As always, man, better days ahead, like we always say, and that's not a joke. You know, you take it very seriously.
No, listen,
you know,
yeah, like, sometimes we say it as a joke, but I mean, it's seriously, like,
it's
I truly believe it, man.
It's a serious thing, man. Yeah, better days ahead, and, you know, as always, guys, we appreciate you joining up. I hope you guys enjoyed this little segment. Just definitely wanted to come on and talk about it a little bit, especially since it's something happening within our own camp, you know. So I appreciate you guys joining us today. And just know that we see the positivity, we see all the love and support. Make sure to go bring up Clay, go show him some love, go show the team some love, and let's get it going, man. We got a lot of COD coming up in the next couple weeks, so I'm excited for it. And as always, all right, have a good day. Thank you for watching. Peace out, guys.
Peace.